The Greek government was making final preparations on Monday for the Tuesday arrival of Angela Merkel. John Carr reports from Athens.
The Greek government today was in the midst of feverish preparations for tomorrow's lightning visit by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The visit appears designed to stiffen Athens' resolve to stay on the course of bailout and austerity and remain in the eurozone. The news of Mrs. Merkel's visit broke here in Athens late last week and caused something of a surprise. A lot of the talk on the street here in Athens revolved around why exactly she is coming. Government officials claim she really sympathizes with the Greek plight and wants to exercise a bit of public relations. But her visit tomorrow will last just 7 hours, and people are wondering what can be accomplished in that short time. The Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras has been touring Europe recently, trying to drum up support, but so far he's been coming up against skepticism that Greece is not reforming its economy anywhere fast enough to form the basis of a recovery. The coalition government, which Samaras heads, has been unwilling to tackle serious issues such as privatization and effective cost-cutting in the public sector. Mrs. Merkel will arrive, moreover, to face a huge protest demonstration called by the largest opposition party, the left-wing Syriza. The police fear there's going to be violence, so they're cordoning off part of the center of Athens with steel barriers. And so Mrs. Merkel's public relations exercise could well turn out to have the opposite effect, as thousands of Greeks on the edge of the poverty line turn out to give her a dubious welcome. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.